Step one, the mirror of self-reflection, acknowledging where you are. Before you can get where you want to go, you need to know where you are. That sounds obvious, but most people skip this step. They jump straight to goals and visions because those feel good. Self-reflection doesn't always feel good. It requires you to sit with the distance between where you are and where you want to be without rushing to close that gap. That sitting is where the real work begins. I want you to think about the major areas of your life: career, relationships, health, finances, personal growth, sense of purpose. If you had to rate your satisfaction in each area on a scale of 1 to 10, what numbers come up?
Don't rush past this. Let the numbers settle.
Now here's the harder question. For any area that's below a 5, how long has it been that low? If the answer is a while, that's important information. It means this isn't a temporary dip, it's a pattern. And patterns don't change on their own.
Let me tell you about a morning that changed the way I think about self-reflection. I was sitting at my kitchen table with a notebook, doing an exercise a lot like the one I just described. I gave myself a 3 in health, a 4 in finances, and a 6 in relationships. And I could feel the shame rising with each number. By the time I finished, I didn't feel motivated. I felt defeated.
I closed the notebook and didn't open it again for 2 weeks.
When I came back to it, I realized something. The numbers weren't the problem. My reaction to the numbers was the problem. I turned the diagnostic tool into a verdict. Instead of seeing a 3 in health as information, this area needs attention, I'd heard it as a judgment. You're failing.
That's when I learned the difference between self-assessment and self-attack. Honest self-reflection requires compassion, not softness, compassion.
The same honesty you'd bring to a friend who asked for your real opinion. Clear-eyed, but not cruel.
As you reflect on where you are, bring that voice, not the critic, the honest friend.